A group calling itself the PNC Caucus for Strategic Progress has given the party's flag bearer Hassan Ayariga a 2-week ultimatum to apologize for his actions or inactions, or resign, or face the wrath of angry members. At a news briefing in Accra today, the national coordinator of the group, Atik Muhammad, who accused Mr. Ayariga of causing disquiet among the grassroots, equally lashed out at the national chairman Alhaji Ahmed Ramadan and general secretary Bernard Mona for contributing to the stagnation of the party. Bubu Klinogo and Yvonne Faska report.
According to Mohammed Atik, the PNC Caucus for Strategic Progress plans to provide a vehicle for their numerous supporters to channel their energies and enthusiasm into an enterprise that will ensure the growth of the party. He insisted that their objectives are to help increase the number of seats of the party in parliament at the end of this year's general elections. Mr. Atik observed that the PNC has great chances in the December elections, given the fact that both the NDC and MPP have failed the nation. He, however, regretted the failure of the three leaders of the party to exploit this potential to maximize the PNC's electoral fortunes.
In addition to the various critical organs of the party, three key persons are responsible for the progress or otherwise of the party by reason of their position, namely the chairman and leader, the flag bearer, and the general secretary. And these persons, without any doubt, have ensured by their actions and inactions a gargantuan stagnation of the People's National Convention. It is important to note that the flag bearer, Mr. Hassan Ayariga, has occasioned a great deal of disquiet to the grassroots of the party by his attitude and action. We are yet to understand why the candidate elected himself to go to the airport amidst NDC supporters to welcome the president without any prior knowledge of the party. This single action by the flag bearer has discouraged and disappointed almost every member of the PNC, as it raised serious questions of independence and loyalty. Also, and rather paradoxically, is the sustained expression of worry and discomfiture by the candidate over the alleged secession of some NDC folks to form a new party. He feels they should have stayed and strengthened the NDC. But the question we ask is it the interest of the candidate and the PNC to take over power or to help others mend their crevices and continue to govern? We find the flag bearer's comments a bit distasteful. We are therefore calling on the flag bearer, Mr. Hassan Ayariga, based on the embarrassment and anguish he has put the party through by his actions, to publicly render an unqualified apology to the National Executive Committee, as well as the rank and file of the party within 14 days or resign. Failure to do this will attract a major response from us. It is also instructive to mention that the national chairman and leader, Alhaji Ahmed Ramadan, is equally by his weak and uninspiring leadership deepening in a great measure the party's woes. The other person whose ineptitude is causing the party's progress is the general secretary, Bernard Mona. Parties grow around effective organization. And in political parties like the People's National Convention, it is the general secretary who forms the fulcrum around which administrative and organizational progress is achieved. Regrettably for us, the general secretary, like the other two leaders mentioned above, does not view constituency business and organization as a priority. These three leaders also do not act as a united team. They do things at cross purposes that are counterproductive and sometimes treasonable to the general good of the party. As a result, the party is headed up the creek with so many cries from all over the country.
Mr. Atik, who is the policy advisor of the party, said the group is ready to welcome any form of partnership with any leader who finally wakes up from his deep slumber and wants to help their cause, under the code name Operation More Parliamentarians.